like the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean, your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, almighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times.
Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, and I just wanted a couple of things I want to tell you about. Although it was totally unscientific, Dr. Ron Paul just won the Texas Overnight Listener Poll for Person of the Year. Texas Overnight, based on 1080 AM KRLD in Dallas, normally hosted by Charlie Jones, But last night it was hosted by Charlie Hodges. And Hodges initiated a listener poll for callers to call in and vote for their person of the year. And as a result, Ron Paul won. It's kind of as a result as of the disgust over Time Magazine's naming Russian President Vladimir Putin its Person of the Year. Dr. Paul won over such notables as second place finisher Tony Romo, the talented quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, and Anita Foster, head of the Fort Worth chapter of the Red Cross. Charlie suggested that Dr. Paul could not make it to the first nomination process. It would take $45 to $50 million, and how little does he know, huh? Dr. Paul raised over $20 million in the last quarter of this year, and he also raised $6 million in 24 hours as a money bomb. At any rate, he won, and sure am glad to see that. One other quick note, just something from one of our founding fathers, John Adams, kind of relates to what the guest I had on yesterday, Dr. Norman, was talking about property, and John Adams said, the moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, and there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. Property must be sacred or liberty cannot exist. That's John Adams. Now, I want to get to my guest. I'll tell you a little bit more just after these messages. And introduce you to her.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to Did You Rob Bill Gates.com. That's Did You Rob Bill Gates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right. I mentioned Ron Paul, and Ron Paul is one man running for president that wants to bring home the troops, My guest, Lisa McCrory, from Chicago, has a song out, and before I bring her up and talk to her, I want to play a little bit of that for you. Before the tree. Before the tree comes down.
When you're a little boy, everything changes in a year. You've gone through two shoe sizes and conquered one fear. Learn away just about everything good. Years just too long without your dad. So he makes a card with a picture inside of a father and son, and he carefully writes
Lisa?
Clay?
What a beautiful song.
Well, thank you, but that wasn't me.
No, that wasn't you.
No.
It wasn't you. I apologize for that. We've got two versions up here.
Yes, that was Krista Wells. She's the songwriter of the song. I'm glad you were able to hear that, though, because she's very talented.
She wrote the song, and...
She did. She wrote the song, and she originally released it for a military ball recently out in Raleigh. And so she did put that song out specifically for that particular occasion. And then I recorded it for the national level.
Well, you know, I rarely have this problem.
Oh, that's okay.
And you've just given me a wonderful way to solve it.
Okay.
Let me do this.
Okay.
And play your version, too.
When you were a little boy, everything changes in a year. You've gone through two suicides and conquered one fear. You've learned to wait for just about everything good, but you're just too long without your dad.
didn't work. I still have tears in my eyes.
Ah. Well, thank you for playing it.
It's one of the most beautiful songs I think I've ever heard, and you are a remarkable, remarkable singer. You really put life into it.
Thank you very much. It was a lyric that really touched my heart. You know, when I first heard the song, when Krista presented it to me, she had me in the first verse. You know, the lyrics are just beautiful, I think.
Tell me about you. Why did this song touch you so much that you decided to put it out nationally? And
I'm really, really into family. And also, I'm very much into looking for songs that have purpose and some kind of deeper meaning. And that's what this song had. It had the elements of family. It talked about the holidays. And it also had a great purpose. And what that purpose meant to me was, you know, putting out a message there to the families of our active military. And, you know, just basically saying we validate what you're going through right now. We validate your situation, and we recognize the sacrifice that your family and the troops are making. So we wanted to put this out as kind of a gift to them. And when I say we, that's Krista, because Krista is the songwriter. She comes from a long history of a military family, and she's also very much into family. And then also the producer, Scott May, who's here in Chicago. We all have similar feelings and very strong family values.
Hey, I want to talk to you about our troops and what we're doing over there. I volunteered for Vietnam personally, but I think our troops now are going through a lot more than we even went through. We got to take a break here. I will be right back with Lisa McCauley.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business, and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA, of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
My guest today is Lisa McCauley. You've just heard her wonderful rendition of Before the Tree Comes Down. And I think all of us would like to see our troops home for Christmas. And a couple of Border Patrol agents also. How do you feel about that, about our troops being over there? I'm not sure if you've seen and been listening to what Ron Paul has been saying to the American people.
I really have not been following that extensively, so I can't speak on that. But, you know, you had asked how I feel about our troops being over there. Nobody likes war, and you know, my whole reason for putting out this song was to take more of a start noticing personal stories and the families that are affected by this war. And so, yes, I'd love to see the troops be home for Christmas and be reunited with their families.
Ron Paul said the war in Iraq was sold to us with false information. The air is more dangerous now than when we entered it. We destroyed a regime hated by our direct enemies. And created thousands of new recruits from this. This war has cost more than 3,000 American lives, thousands of seriously wounded, and hundreds of billions of dollars. We must have new leadership in the White House to ensure this never happens again. He also says Jefferson and Washington warned us about entangling ourselves in the affairs of other nations. And today we have troops in 130 countries. We're so spread so thin that we have few troops, too few troops, defending America. That's why the Free American magazine and radio show supports Ron Paul 100%. And he is the one candidate running for president that would bring our troops home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not at some undefined point in the future. And it's songs like yours here, that really illustrate that we need our sons and daughters home. I'm lucky. I've got two sons that if we'd had a draft, they would have been in the military right now, fighting a war that our leaders led us into, the same way they led us into Vietnam. With a Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened. And we've, you know, this song really makes me feel that we're honoring those troops because although the war in Vietnam was not really a just war any more than the war in Iraq is, you know, I don't want to see our troops demonized or spit on when they come home for doing what we thought at the time in Vietnam was a patriotic duty.
Yes. Yes, and this song is definitely to honor the troops and to honor the families of our troops.
You know, it's when you I volunteered for Vietnam and Special Forces because I wanted to defend the Constitution and you know, every soldier out there took the same oath that I took to defend the Constitution. Our police officers, our politicians, they've all taken that oath too.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the only difference is that the soldiers and former and the vets, we took our oath seriously. And I believe our troops over there in Iraq do too.
Yes, they do. I've had a chance to talk to some of them now that they're back home, because I'm actually performing for them at a lot of these different military-type balls. So I'm meeting the actual soldiers and their families and then hearing their personal stories. And it's really bringing my awareness. I'm much more aware now on a personal level, you know, rather than seeing the war on television, reading it in the newspaper, when you're actually talking to the people who are fighting and the families and talking to the families, it becomes much more real.
Ron Paul also says that we can continue to fund and fight no-win police actions around the globe, or we can refocus on securing America and bring the troops home. He said, no war should ever be fought without a declaration of war voted upon by the Congress as required by the Constitution. Under no circumstances should the U.S. again go to war as a result of a resolution that comes from an unelected foreign body such as the United Nations. And what do the troops say that you've talked to that are home now, that have managed to survive this ordeal over there? What do they have to say?
I'd love to share one particular story that stood out in my mind, and it was a husband and wife that got up on the stage and talked of their story. She was 7 months pregnant with their first child when he was first sent overseas. And she felt resentment. You know, naturally she felt resentment because her husband was going to be gone for the birth of their first child, you know, their child's first steps, their child's first words. But at the same time, she did feel great pride in what he was doing.
All right, hold on just a moment, and we'll finish that story after we take this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Lisa McCauley. Before the Tree Comes Down is the name of her song. And tell me about the wife and the husband that you talked to.
Oh, yes. They
were waiting for the birth of his son.
They were waiting for the birth of their son. She was 7 months pregnant when he got deployed. And his perspective was basically, you know, after he had come back to the United States, he had said, you know, don't feel sorry for us. We're doing what we signed up to do, and we do it with great pride. And that was pretty much the statement from many of the soldiers that were there at this particular ball. You know, they are definitely making a sacrifice. They know it. And so that was the gist of meeting everyone. They all had the same message.
And from the troops that you talked to, Do they have any doubts as to our leadership here, and the reason that we were sent in there on basically false premises?
To be quite honest, we never discussed those types of things. What we always discussed at these particular type balls was more of the family perspective and how it affected the family itself, but never really discussing, you know, for or against. And, you know, because our whole focus, even with this song, is to take the humanistic side and really focusing on personal stories and personal situations, not the political views, so to speak.
I appreciate that. Is give me some more of your background. You, I was just reading through your bio here, and you're self-taught on the piano. You, at 2 years old, you just, or about seven, I guess, you started playing the music that you heard on the radio.
I did. I was my grandmother had a piano. Whenever I'd go over to her house on Sundays after church, I would just kind of sit at the piano, and my grandmother discovered I could play by ear, meaning for those, you know, for those people who are not familiar with that, what that means is, you know, I could actually hear something on the radio and then sit down and play it on the piano without really having any training or musical theory at that point. So my grandmother recognized that, and then she put me into formal piano lessons, and I didn't like that very much, so then she started teaching me. I just liked the personal attention from Grandma, so that's what happened there. But I actually ended up being a singer, and I really don't play the piano all that much these days. But it's still a great tool when I'm writing music, when I'm writing songs.
What type of songs do you write? I mean, you do the lyrics and the
And the
music
melody
behind it. Yeah. I write lyrics.
You do?
Matter of fact, the opening song here, the Phoenix song, is one that I wrote.
I'll have to listen to it.
Many years ago.
Will you play it again at some point?
Yeah, we could probably do that.
I'll have to listen.
And we've I have a few more that I've never submitted or anything. I've written for a lot of different magazines and a lot of and have several novels out and all that, but I rarely send them out to be published since I publish my own magazine. So.
Mm-hmm. And you've got this wonderful forum too, where people can actually hear what you want to express.
Well, it's with me. It all stems from volunteering for the Army.
Mm-hmm.
For Special Forces. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I read pretty much everything, and remember 90% of everything that I read. And I can't remember an expiration date being anywhere in that oath. So,
mm-hmm.
So I still consider that my job, my duty.
That's very honorable.
Your love of family comes through in the song, in your voice, and talking to you. You come from a pretty large family, huh?
I do. It's an Irish Catholic family. I'm the oldest of five. My mom and dad are still married. Actually, we're going to be celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary coming up here in December. So, yes, and I have 9 nieces and nephews. My dad comes from a family of 9 kids. My mom comes from a family of 5 kids. So at Christmas time or any holiday, the house is usually packed.
some of the things you talked about, like, you know, getting to eat the whole bag of Doritos, I found that pretty touching, pretty funny.
Oh yeah, on my website it says we all kind of fight because there were 5 kids. It was always exciting to get a little handful of Doritos from mom and dad. And, you know, as a kid, you would just love to have the whole bag of Doritos for yourself. You know, go sit in a corner and eat it by yourself. But the reason I put that particular blurb on my website was, you know, I learned at a very early age how to share and learned about community very early on because you had no choice but to share. Because I lived in a 2-bedroomed house with 7 people living in it, and 5 of we kids were in 1 bedroom for many, many years. So you really learn how to, and 1 bathroom without a shower. It only had a bathtub. So you learn very quickly how to share. So that's where I come from.
You also say you were involved in a couple of car accidents.
Yeah.
And we managed to walk away from that.
I had 2 that happened in 2000, and they were a month apart. You know, prior to that, I had never been in an accident, and just 2 happened within a month's time, and both times the vehicle got totaled. And I did. I walked away with nothing, no scratches, nothing, but the vehicle was totaled. So I take that as a message, you know, I'm going on to do good things.
And how many you've written other songs?
I did. I didn't write this particular one, as you know. Crystal, yes. Wells wrote "Before the Tree Comes Down." I wrote one that I'm very proud of. It's called "Through the Eyes of a Child," and it ended up in the movie "The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle," which you might remember is starring Robert De Niro and Jason Alexander. But I was fortunate enough to get that song in that movie, and the song played in the end credits. And what I love about that song also is the message of that song, and basically the message of that song is to remind us all to, you know, see the world through the eyes of a child, you know, where you're still finding wonder in everyday things, you know, looking for the small things that we always used to appreciate as children.
Are you? Do you have a family? Are you married? And
I am. No kids, but my husband and I have been married almost 10 years now. very happy. No kids. One of these days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. One of these days that may happen. We're ready for anything.
And you guys still live in Chicago. I mentioned to you one of the most beautiful sights that I've ever ever seen was flying into Chicago, and the full moon was up, coming up over the lake, and it framed the whole skyline of Chicago.
We sure have a beautiful skyline. And you said that was 20 years ago, right?
Yes, I believe so. I think I'm pretty sure that was before Sears Tower, but...
Oh, it was there.
Was it there?
Oh, yeah.
20 years ago? Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was there.
It was just breathtaking, and probably since that day, I have never been without a camera on my hip.
Well, so everywhere you go now?
Everywhere I go. Everywhere I always have a camera at my hip, and that's what I do as well as writing and broadcasting.
Have you put some of your pictures up on your website?
No, I haven't done that yet. I have boxes and boxes of pictures. I mean, I've got pictures on my wall here of Jay Leno, of Robert Blake, of Lorenzo Lamas.
So these are people you've met?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I was going back to, I've been publishing The Free American for about 10 years. I've been offering lately back issues from past years, and looking at the covers, it's like I've got a history of heroes that the mainstream media pretty much ignores. I've got Nacho Ramos, the Border Patrol agent, on this cover, and I got Ron Paul on the next issue, and we're, I'm trying to get everything organized and trying to put all of my novels, all of my writings, all of my short stories that I've done. I'm trying to get all of those out, but...
Well, that's quite a feat. That's great that you're able to do that. A lot of artists are not able to really organize that much, you know, and get everything out. So that's a big feat.
I don't know if I've managed to do that yet. When you're working kind of by yourself, you're especially when you've got a monthly deadline to meet, it doesn't leave a lot of time for the things I'd really like to do. I mean, I've got two series of novels out that I'm trying to publish myself and get out there, and I just don't. There's just not enough hours in the day to do everything.
So you have a monthly magazine and then a daily radio show, and you're writing novels.
Yeah, I've got four novels in two series, and. I've got another nonfiction book called Scammers. Since I got out of the hospital, I put out the call for donations and for help to get the Free American back out again. I got in over $1 million.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Well, say
that's
the congratulations. They were all in hot checks.
They were all in hot checks?
Yeah. I kind of suspect, I've talked with the FBI about that. They say, oh, it's probably these Nigerian scammers. They've been pretty bad. So, My book is called Scammers, Descent into Madness, Welcome to a World Where Nothing's Real.
Oh.
But, especially not the checks. But,
so are you saying that that incident with the checks is what made you decide to write Scammers? Or was it you had written Scammers?
No, that's the reason I did that.
Okay.
Because I saved all the conversations that I had with everybody over the Internet that were wanted to invest from overseas, or wanted to donate from overseas, or you know, they prey on lonely Americans, you know, men that are divorced or widowed or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And you get all these pictures of these beautiful women, and they just love you. I love you, baby.
Oh, boy.
And my conversations with the FBI, I said, well, you know, it's in my opinion, there are no beautiful women in Africa. You've got, a television news program actually went over there and filmed it, and it turns out I was absolutely right. I said, I think it's just a room full of fat black guys that write great love letters, you know? And I was almost right. It's a room full of skinny black guys that write great love letters.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have pictures of beautiful models that they put on the website.
Uh-huh.
And they target, you know, lonely old men. They kind of made a mistake with me. I'm pretty, you know, I'm just an old biker, and I'm pretty streetwise. And so I didn't send money overseas.
Uh-huh.
To get a mail order bride or anything, so and I started and being an investigative reporter for many, many years, I just kept all the conversations, all the details, all the pictures, and putting it in a book that'll be offered through mainstream media.
Huh.
Because they're really the FBI says that is an industry over in Africa.
Yes, we hear about that quite often on the news, don't we?
Yeah. And people just don't know how smooth these people are. I mean, they are really, really pretty good. And, of course, you've got the spinoffs, too, the lottery scams and all that. You've won your internet address has won 800,000 euros.
It does?
Well, that's what that's part of the scam. You know, there's also you know, I'm a widow from a Nigerian chief, and I've got you know, $53 million to invest in America.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you just send me $1,000, you know, I'll have this money wired into your account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't hold your breath. Doesn't happen.
Well, the great thing is you're still able to put out, you know, your opinion, and you're still able to create these magazines and the novels and speak out on radio, and no one can take that away from you. That's wonderful. Being able to express that.
They've certainly tried. They it's been a pretty interesting experience. I'm just I happen to be one of those. Old tough guys is just real hard to kill, but.
But I bet you got a soft spot too.
It's not from lack of effort. But let's get back to you. Where are you going to go from here? Where are you going to be playing? How can people hear your music? And you've got some CDs that they can download too, don't they?
I do. You know, the best place to go if you're interested in the song itself is to go on www.beforethetree.com, and that will allow you to actually see a music video, and you'll be able to hear the whole song. You can also download the song at iTunes, and go ahead.
We're coming up on the end of the hour. Lisa, give out your website one more time.
beforethetree.com.
Okay.
Just like the song, beforethetree.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business, and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you robbillgates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to didyourobbillgates.com. That's didyourobbillgates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
To give Lisa one more plug here. Folks, I want you to go to www.lisamccclowry.com and download some of her CDs, listen to some of her music here. It's absolutely wonderful. And Lisa, I want to thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Clay. It's been a pleasure.
Like I really feel like I have the honor of being able to interview somebody that's really got a wonderful career ahead of her.
Thank you.
All right.
And I wish you all the best with your magazines, your novels, and your
radio
show.
Thank you, dear. And let me do this. Folks, we're out of here. Our number here, if you want to support the Free American, get this next, this last issue and next issue, call us at 888-678-1444.